With us now is Alan Migliorato, who is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training, and he has with us again this week a parenting tip. And Alan, you know, I think this week is going to have to, it's probably getting crazy for some people.
It is. I wanted to say thank you because I own a small business in Orlando, and I think that's such an important thing is that we stick close together and try to use our local businesses. So I think that the people that are advertising, your angels that are advertising on your radio station, are very lucky to have you help promote them. So God bless you for doing that. It is kind of getting crazy, and I think this is going to sound really bad. I kind of think it's what we need right now, and I think what we need is a time for rest, a time for restoration. But there's things that we can do at home as parents that can help not only combat the boredom, but we can utilize this time as parents to get to know our kids a little bit better. We might think we know our kids. We might think that our kids know us. But I have a couple of ideas that parents can try at home, and they're kind of fun ideas. And this works with just about any age. If you don't think it's going to work with your teenagers, give it a try anyway and let them roll their eyes and groan right through it. But it works anyway. One of the things that I like to do is pull out old family photo albums. Now, I don't know how often you've done this. If your parents that are listening, I don't know how often you've done this or not, or if you have any old photo albums. But, you know, my kids really haven't browsed through them within the last 7 or 8 years. I can't imagine that they've looked through them, not with me. But kind of go through them and tell stories about, you know, your family and times and things that you've done. Kind of brings you emotionally into a different state of mind and a different time. And that can kind of help restore yourself a little bit while you're stuck at home. And then if we stop saying that we're stuck at home, I think that would make a big difference too. It's like we're being given an opportunity.
Yeah, home is not our home is not our prison. It's not supposed to be our prison, is it?
No, and it's almost like we're back in the days of, you know, right after Christ died and he came back to life and was raised from the dead. We're almost being thrown into that time frame where we're having our domestic churches again, and we're starting from the ground up, you know. And I like to look at things in a positive light, and I always have, you know. And a lot of bad things have happened in my life that good has grown out of, and that's the only way that I can get through these things is, you know. And as a parent, I try to teach my children to do the same thing, like. We're sitting around after dinner the other day, and I said, "What's one good thing that you guys have experienced because of, you know, having to be at home?" And it was amazing. Of course, their first answers are always very sarcastic and funny. And so I say, "Okay, now that we got that out of the way, what's the real, you know, really a good thing that you learned from this?" And so one of my daughters says, "You know, well, we got to spend a lot of time together." And my other daughter says, "Well, I enjoy riding our bikes with one another after dinner every night. We haven't gotten to do that in a while." So we're creating new habits, new healthy habits, even in the face of, you know, what we're experiencing right now. And I think that's the only way to parent, is to teach our kids to look for positive things that are even in the face of, you know, despair.
Well, okay, so you mentioned the thing about the pictures, and it is interesting. I've heard about people, they're doing a lot of home cleaning, and they find old pictures, and they post them up, and they talk about them. So I think that is a very good idea. What kind of other ideas do you have?
So we do this thing called Interview Me. So what I do is, I've done this with my kids. Actually, I'm going to try to do it tonight. I haven't done it in a while. But we'll come up with like 20 questions about me that I know the answer to. So let's say my favorite color is green. So I'll write, what is my favorite color? And so I'll write these 20 questions down. I hand it to each of my kids, and they're gonna in turn write 20 questions down about themselves that I have to answer. And so we're just gonna see how many we've got right, how many we got wrong. And the ones that you get wrong to me are more interesting than the ones that you get right. So for instance, if I said, "Well, I thought your favorite subject in school was history," and it's like, "Dad, that was in seventh grade." Oh, okay. Well, what's your favorite subject now? So it gives you a chance to kind of get to know know your kids a little bit more, but it also gives your kids a chance to know you a little bit more. So I wanted to be a professional baseball player when I grew up, and my kids know that. But they didn't know that my wife wanted to be a teacher. They thought she always wanted to be a housewife and stay home and take care of the family. Well, so when we played this a long time ago, they're like, you know, "Mom, I didn't know you wanted to, you know, to be a teacher and eventually be a professor. I thought you wanted to to be a housewife your whole life? And she goes, well, no, not till I met Dad and, you know, we started having a family. But I had, you know, I had things that I had planned for my life, but God offered me this opportunity, and so I took advantage of it. And so it opens up the door to conversation. And I think a lot of times parents have a trouble opening that door to that conversation with their kids because they just don't know where to start. So this 20 questions interview me, I call it interview me or interview time. I think that's a great, another great way. And just some little icebreakers. Another tip would be, as corny and cheesy as it might sound, turn the TV off, put the phones in the other room, play a game of charades. You'll be surprised, like, what fun can come out of playing good old-fashioned charades. It's almost like we're going back to the pioneer days where, you know, we didn't have all the things that we have now, all the lap luxuries of iPads and iPhones and whatever other gizmos you got that you can concentrate on. And we're kind of going back to playing checkers or playing charades or something where it opens that door to conversation.
You're going to start making animal figures on the walls, too, pretty soon. You'll put a light out and have a... That could be interesting. See what you can make there. Have a spider crawling up the wall. That's always the easy one. But some people are really good, and they can make some really interesting figures.
Yeah, my hands are too big to do that. I always just make the Rock of Gibraltar, so one of those Easter Island heads. Another thing that I thought would be fun to do, you know, with your kids, make a family tree. My kids are constantly asking me, so we don't know anything about our family that's still in Italy. And I'm like, well, you don't want to know anything about them. They're, you know, we don't need to know anything. And I always joke with them. I'm like, well, you don't need to know. Just know about who's in front of you. But I think it's a good thing to know is your family history. And so without sending your DNA into a background search place, I'm saying that you can actually do some, you know, family history. Pull out pictures, even use the photo album idea that you were using before, and create that family tree. Use some tape, put it on a wall, put it on a poster board. That's something that they can, you know, that they can share with their kids someday. So I always look for these opportunities as, you know, where's my grandfather's name, my great-grandfather's name, my great-great-grandfather's name? Where were they born? What kids did they have? And it kind of opens up their eyes to say, oh my gosh, we have a lot more family than we thought we did. You know, I thought it was just the five of us in this house. So that's another fun thing that we can do.
Italian families are never small, Alan. They just never are.
They just keep going and going. The ones that are still talking, I think it's fun to bring them up again. another game we play, and we do this with the youth group sometimes, is called Two Truths and a Lie. And I don't know if you've ever heard of that game, but you stand up and you tell two truths about yourself, and you tell a third one that's a lie, and your family has to guess which one the lie is. And I think that's another great way to, you know, to open up that communication and to say, well, I never knew that about you, Dad. I never knew that you went, you know, that you lived in California. I never knew that you lived in New York. And so I might say, you know, to my kids, I've lived in Washington, I've lived in New York, and I've lived in South Dakota. Well, I've never lived in South Dakota, but they might not have known that I lived in New York. So it's just kind of a fun game. And if you play that with your kids, again, it opens up the door. And what we're trying to do is once we start these conversations, this is not to check the box off and say, okay, we did that game. What's the next one? It's more of slow down. Let's slow down since we have the time. Let's get to know one another. I thought that this would break up the monotony, you know, of sitting at home. And because, you know, and then they can start viewing the home as a fun place all over again, instead of thinking, well, I have to get out of here because I'm about to pull my hair out.
Well, that too. And again, the family story is something that we've lost a lot. And I think to bring that back through, as you said, kind of the oral history, looking at the pictures and talking about the stories. Those are always interesting things. I know a gentleman whose father kept a journal of his life for like 40-some years, and the journal continued up to the very day that this man was born. And he quit writing after that. But, you know, you're reading what happened like when he met his wife in 1919. You just see this, and it's like, wow, that is such a neat story.
That's really cool. I wouldn't have the patience to do that, but I think that people that do that, I think that that's amazing.
Well, it is, and I think some are trying to do video histories and those kind of things. But, Alan, thank you so much. You've given some great ideas to help, again, families re-identify themselves as a family, as a communion of life and love. If people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership, where can I send them?
We're on Facebook under Adventure Catholic, but the best place to do this is adventurecatholic.com. All of our interviews and all of our discussions are on there as well, and there's some great information. You know, if you're feeling down and you need a pick-me-up, I always say turn to Scripture, but I can help explain it to you a little bit. So go to adventurecatholic.com and take a look around.
Well, Alan Miliorato, thanks for being with us today. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, Father. God bless you.